Welcome to Discoveryland and Quest Online. I'm so glad you guys are here today. My name is Bree, and this is Kayla.
Okay, I have a question for you. What makes you feel joyful? Bree, we talked about this this morning. What makes you feel joyful?
Oh, man, you know what really makes me feel joyful is waking up Christmas morning and smelling my mom making butter braids.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. Perfect.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to Christmas, what makes me feel joyful is just how beautiful the presents under the tree and all the sparkling wrapping paper and the bows and just warms my heart.
I know. You almost don't want to open them, right?
I know. They look so pretty. Oh, well, today, our wonder truth is that Jesus is our joy.
But before we start, Let's pray. God, thank you for being here with us, and we ask that you show us more about you and your love for us as we explore your big story today. Thank you for being our joy, and help us through the power of your Holy Spirit to live joyful lives of praise to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Today, you are going to hear a part of God's big story through poetry. Now, help me welcome our storyteller, the illustrious, award-winning, fantastic, the Miss Kayla Holstrom.
How did I know you were talking about me? I just knew it. Oh, okay, so a man named Joseph and a girl named Mary began an adventure that was a bit scary. They traveled to Bethlehem, David's hometown, and when they arrived, there was no room to be found. So they went to a stable to rest and to sleep. It was filled with lambs and donkeys and sheep. Baby Jesus was born on that very night. The birth filled his parents with happy delight. There were no fancy parades and no trumpets blared. It might have seemed as if nobody cared. People couldn't have known that this sweet baby boy was the promised from God, a gift of great joy.
700 years earlier, things looked bad for God's people in the land of Judah. The Assyrian army was advancing as Judah had become weaker and more discouraged. It seemed they would soon be conquered and taken captive. But God chose that moment to remind his people that he would indeed come through for them. God himself would come to save them. Be strong, do not fear, God told the people through the prophet Isaiah. One day I will heal all that is broken. Even the desert will be glad, and the wilderness will blossom and shout for joy. The eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of those who can't hear will be unplugged. God will come, and he will come to save you.
I think it's my turn again. Yeah. God's people believed his promise and began to wait for this Savior, this Messiah, this forever King. They waited and waited and waited some more. Surely the arrival of the Savior, God himself, would be the grandest of all occasions. The people may have assumed God would come with the most important people first, the wealthy, the powerful, the respected. But instead, God's messenger announced the arrival of the promised Savior to an ordinary group of shepherds. On the very night that Mary gave birth, God sent an angel to visit the earth. In a field, there were shepherds watching over their sheep. A light shined so bright, it woke them out of their sleep. The shepherds were terrified by this light in the sky. "Do not be afraid," came the angel's reply. "I bring you good news meant for everyone. You see, God sent his love through the birth of his son. The Savior's been born in David's own town, asleep in a manger where he'll be found. The Lord and Messiah, yes, he is the one, God's great joy for all people and his only son."
Suddenly, a large group of angels filled the sky. They praised God, saying, "May glory be given to God in the highest heaven, and may peace be given to those he is pleased with on earth." These ordinary shepherds would have grown up hearing the words of God had spoken through the prophet Isaiah. They knew God had promised to send a Savior who would heal all that was broken. They knew that God one day himself would come to save his people. But how could this be? The promised Savior had arrived, and God chose them, the shepherds, to be the first to know? God sent his angels to announce the birth of the Messiah to them? The joy they felt was too much to contain. They had to see this baby.
"Let's go," said the shepherds. "Let's go right away." So they headed for Bethlehem with without a delay. There in a stable, asleep on the hay, God's gift to the world, baby Jesus did lay. The good news of Jesus was too good not to share, so they told everyone and they went everywhere. We've seen him, they shouted, the Savior, it's true, God's gift of love, come for me and for you.
When his people were at their lowest point, God promised he would come and save them. One day he would send a Savior, a forever king. Yet when one day arrived, it all felt so ordinary, so different from what the people had expected. God sent the Savior as a baby and announced his arrival to ordinary people. It's no wonder the shepherds were filled with such joy. But the joy doesn't end with them. Jesus, the promised Messiah who heals all that is broken and makes blind eyes see, brings lasting joy to all who know him, including us. Jesus is our joy.
So our wonder truth today is that Jesus, he really is our joy. So let's think about that for a second. Where did you see this in action in our story? What brought you joy in God's big story today? How do you think you would have felt if you were one of those shepherds in the field that found out about the birth of our Savior, Jesus?
God had talked about how he was going to bring his people joy 700 years before. Why do you think he waited so long to send Jesus?
Today, we are reminded that God sent Jesus to bring joy to the whole world. God sent his son, Jesus, as the ultimate act of love for us. We've all sinned. We've all made mistakes. We've all done something wrong. And our sin, that separates us from God because he's perfect. But Jesus died and rose from the dead so that we could be with God forever. Jesus is our joy. So I have a question for you. How has Jesus brought joy to your life?
The Bible shows us that God has always had a plan to bring us love, hope, peace, and joy through Jesus. That's why we saw in God's big story that 700 years before Jesus came, the prophet Isaiah knew one day God would send Jesus and the whole earth would be glad. Now, we're going to take some time and worship God and express our joy to him because he knows us, he loves us, and he leads us.
I'm going to read a chapter from the Bible, from Isaiah 35. And while I read, I want you to notice all the joyful things that you hear about. See how many you can count. Even the wilderness and desert will be glad in those days. The wasteland will rejoice and blossom with spring crocuses. Yes, there will be an abundance of flowers and singing and joy. The desert will become as green as the mountains of Lebanon, as lovely as Mount Carmel or the plain of Sharon. There the Lord will display his glory, the splendor of our God. With this news, strengthen those who have tired hands and encourage those who have weak knees. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong and do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He is coming to save you. And when he comes, he will open the eyes of the blind and unplug the ears of the deaf. The lame will leap like a deer, and those who cannot speak will sing for joy. Spring will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams will water the wastelands. The parched ground will become a pool, and the springs of water will satisfy the thirsty land. Marsh grasses and reeds and rushes will flourish where desert jackals once lived. And a great road will go through that once deserted land. It will be named the Highway of Holiness. Evil-minded people will never travel on it. It will be only for those who walk in God's ways. Fools will never walk there. Lions will not lurk alongside its course, nor any other ferocious beast. There will be no other dangers. Those who have been ransomed by the Lord will return. They will enter Jerusalem singing, crowned with everlasting joy. Sorrow and mourning will disappear, and they will be filled with joy and gladness. So now, while this song plays, I want you to think of 5 things that God has created that bring you joy and thank Him for those things. An amazing God who loves us so much. He brought us joy by sending Jesus, and we get to celebrate that. Now, it's time for the blessing. Go ahead and hold out your hands to receive your blessing from God. God kept His promises to His people and brought them joy through Jesus. As you wait on Him, God will keep His promises to you because He loves you, knows you, and cares for you. Rejoice this week because Jesus is our joy.